It's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day, where we are discussing Marxism, which is a philosophy and a worldview that has been hidden back in the dark shadows, but now is coming to the surface, and it's coming in this form of neo-Marxism or cultural Marxism. So remember last Wednesday when we talked about classical Marxism, that it was an economic philosophy. Karl Marx saw everything through the lens of economics. Those who owned property, whether it was land or the means of production, and then those who worked for the owners. And his assumption was that the owners were always oppressive, and those who worked for the owners were always the oppressed. But the economic philosophy was not strong enough to bring about the change that Marx desired. It brought tons of destruction and death, but not the revolution that was sought after. So some Marxists set out to figure out why. What they concluded was that the Marxist philosophy was too narrow. More than an economic philosophy was needed. So a man by the name of Antonio Gramsci, along with another group known as the Frankfurt School, said that the reason why classical Marxism didn't create the revolution that it should have was because oppression was more than economic. It was also cultural. In other words, power, influence, and authority are wielded not just through the economy, but also through the social institutions that influence the social norms and values. So when we talk about institutions, think schools, families, and churches. Now, before we move further, we do need to admit that there is real oppression, real injustices, real racism, real imbalance of power, and real influence of the powerful. Those are real, and we as Christians should be concerned by them. For example, we would all agree that Hollywood wields influence. So we cannot act like these things do not exist. They do, and we should see them and address them from a Christian worldview. But cultural Marxism is the trending worldview right now in America, and it is a dangerous one. It seeks to silence, cancel anyone and everyone who disagrees with its definitions. You will be labeled intolerant, like we talked about last week, because you do not support or approve all of their ideologies. When people want to change culture in a dramatic and brutal fashion, they will try to redefine and control language so that you cannot have a healthy debate. Or they will silence and shut down that debate. And that's exactly what is happening today. So you need to be in prayer about this and how you can make an impact from a Christian worldview. But as you pray, please remember B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Sika Kagula LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Tanzania.